you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
We talked about hypertension this week.
Yes, we did.
There have been various points in my life prior to this when I've gone to the doctor and my blood pressure has been like in the somewhere in the 130s range rather than 120 where they would like it to be.
Right.
But this time when I got my physical, it was more than that. And unlike that first set of guidelines that was like, if somebody's blood pressure is 160 over 95, they should get another check in a month. Mine wasn't quite that high. It was above 140 over 80 though. And it was immediately go home, take your blood pressure every day. We're sending you a thing in the app so that you can send us your blood pressure every day.
That's good though.
It is good. It's good. It's good. It is, of all the things that might happen in a person's life, needing to be on blood pressure medication is like not by far the worst thing that could happen. Just annoying. It cracked me up a little bit as I was reading this and it was like, if somebody's blood pressure is like 180 over something today, that's an emergency.
Right. Whereas it used to be just normal. That's fine. That seems right.
That's fine. It's so complicated, right? Because some of the write-ups about it make it seem like that doctors just didn't care, but it was more like they didn't have a good way to help. And they were like, well, we could either put people on heavy doses of barbiturates, which might help, might not, is definitely going to impact their lives in a whole lot of ways, or we could just not. and like today, there are so many different classes of drugs for hypertension. It's just a jillion different options. And we did not get into it all. Like, if a person is anxious and their anxiety is causing their blood pressure to be higher.
Right.
And massage alleviates their anxiety, like massage can lower their blood pressure. This is not medical advice, by the way. but like, if there's some other physiological thing going on, might not make a difference. And so it was like, there was so much stuff that was being tried, especially in the first half of the 20th century, which probably did work for some people, but like did not work for a lot of people. And so a lot of doctors were like, I feel like I'm just going to hurt somebody if I try to prescribe this invasive, right, non, like irreversible surgery that may or may not have any effect on a person's life expectancy or their quality of life or their health or any of that.
Yeah. Well, I historically have had very low blood pressure, but I'm a little worried about my next one because I am getting older. I've put on a little extra weight. You know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we didn't talk about this in the episode. This was in my notes at one point, and then I just couldn't find a good place for it to make sense. There has long been an observation that there are people who go to the doctor and their blood pressure is high at the doctor's office, but it's normal when they're not at the doctor. And the name white coat syndrome was coined for this in, I think, 1984. And the reason that we already had a blood pressure monitor in our house when my doctor was like, you need to keep up with this at home, is that the last time Patrick got a physical, he had not been to the doctor in a long time because of the pandemic, and his blood pressure was high at the doctor, normal at home. so he had already picked up a monitor like a year or whatever ago when his doctor was like, you gotta check on this.
Yeah, we have a monitor for a very similar reason.
Yeah. I learned to take a person's blood pressure when I was in massage school. And that was actually the first time that I heard the term white coat syndrome, was when we were learning about blood pressure and learning to take each other's blood pressure. And then in the many years that it has been since I went to massage school, I totally forgot the process of how that works. And I was like, okay, I remember there was a part where we were like listening until the sound went away. Like, but what, how would the process work? And then I finally got to the part in the research that spelled it all out. And I was like, oh yeah, now I remember.
Yeah. I have also had that thing happen where I don't think this is probably the case anymore, but where I've had to self-monitor for white coat syndrome because they'll take my blood pressure and go, oh, that's totally normal. And I'm like, not for me.
No, yeah.
That's a bit high for me. So, yeah, gotta keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
I 100%, in case anyone was wondering, did order a dire old man off of eBay while Tracy was talking during our episode after we discussed him. I'll put up pictures when he gets here.
Yeah, I was also pretty charmed by Dire Old Man. Like, I have a lot of complicated feelings about, like, the way pharmaceuticals are marketed and that kind of stuff. And this kind of shows how early in the flourishing of the pharmaceutical industry, like, little desktop toys became part of, like, the sales process. But when I saw these Dire Old Man illustrations and realized that, like, there's little pictures of them. I was pretty captivated also.
Yes. And now I will own one and it will be in my haunted mansion part of my house. Seems right. Seems right.
It reminds me a little bit of my childhood, like, fixation with Slim Goodbody.
Oh yeah.
It's a very Slim Goodbody-esque.
I love it.
Thing.
I love it. There's part of me that's like, how could this be a Halloween costume? But I don't. It's tricky to become transparent for Halloween, but
yeah,
we'll see.
We're back to Slim Goodbody.
Maybe, maybe instead of trying to dress as Dire Old Man, Dire Old Man will get a tiny Halloween costume of his own. Maybe.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
We have plans at our house.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how my blood pressure journey goes.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know that I'll offer any updates on that on future episodes of the podcast. I will just say, so prevalent. Like, so many people have high blood pressure, and it's so clearly associated with so many other negative effects, like other heart diseases. I don't know. I think I can say, have your blood pressure checked. Especially if you're getting older and have an extensive family history of hypertension like I do.
Well, right. Like, I mean, I'll just make the wider PSA of, like, I know it sucks to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
But go to the doctor if you have. I know that's not also available readily for everybody. If you have the means, it's really good to get your baseline numbers before you get sick so that a doctor can go, hey, this number looks weird, but maybe you're just like that. And that way you will know. No, I'm not just like that.
Yeah.
Vitally important.
It's all very important. Yeah. Go to the doctor when you feel fine to get your annual exam. We have to, because if we don't, our insurance costs more.
That is correct.
At our work. So that is a motivating factor for sure. But, you know, also it's good to check in on how your body's doing. I love my doctor. I love the physician's assistant that I saw at the doctor last year because my doctor was not available in time for me to make that insurance deadline. And it's super helpful to have a doctor that you like and you trust and you feel like listens to you. And I know that is not what everybody gets, and that there are clear disparities about access and just whether the doctor believes you that fall along racial lines. Yep. And people with chronic illnesses and disabled people. I'm aware that all of that factors into it. While also feeling like getting your blood pressure checked out's a good idea.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Tracy, we talked about zippers this week. I love a zipper.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was fascinated with them. I would watch the teeth yes. come together and come apart.
Hypnotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love them as a design feature. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't agree with that statement we read at the opening of the episode that they're not necessary. They're a must.
Yeah.
I love them.
I totally recognize how a zipper is a lot easier and more convenient than like a button fly in your jeans, or shoes or little boots that have a zipper on them can be a lot easier to deal with than like unlacing and relacing.
Yeah.
Simultaneously, as someone who has had some involvement in helping a disabled person dress, there are even easier options than that. So it's like I also can see the argument about there rarely being necessary. But they are all over my own clothes.
Do you remember when Levi's reintroduced the button fly as like a cool retro thing? And I just remember being like, why? But I know people that love them. So,
you know,
here's a fun thing that often comes up when you'll read some of those, like, even not so quick stories of the invention of the zipper. There's a weird, completely fabricated, as near as I can tell, version of the story of why Judson Whitcomb was like, I would like to put zippers in my boots. There are people that have made the logic jump of like, he was so fat, he couldn't tie his shoes. And it's like, one, what? Two, what's wrong with you? Three, there's no evidence that there was anything like that other than he just was looking for faster, easier ways to close.
Yeah.
And I don't know why someone, I could never trace where that rumor version started.
Right.
And it's so weird to me. So if you see that anywhere, he was a big man. He was quite, I think he was quite tall, but like, it's a weird logic jump on a variety of levels. I don't know what that is. It even comes up, the main book that I read, which is that one I quoted from at the beginning, is kind of like similarly, like, what? Why did people make that presumption? What is going on here? It's a little bit strange. I would like to give a shout out to the adorable words Pintles and Sockets.
Yeah.
I feel like that should be a punk band. Someone get on it.
Yeah.
What I did not talk about in all of this, as various types of fasteners were being put to market and refined because they all had problems, was what happened with their sales teams.
Oh.
Because it gets into being like a whole other story on its own. But apparently, you know, this was a new technology. So salesmen, because initially, like a lot of what they were doing was really like getting very, very motivated salesmen and sales reps to go not just to individual purchasers, like individual consumers, but also to like dress shops, to companies, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And really like just sell these things like they were going to change the world. Even the ones that were popping open when people were actually just, you know, torquing their body in a way that was totally normal. And how, because they were constantly rolling out revisions, there were instances, there was one particular salesman that worked for Earl and Whitcomb Judson, who was apparently really, really good at his job.
Yeah.
But that meant that when a subsequent fastener came out that fixed problems from the earlier one, people were like, I bought a gross of those things from you.
Yeah.
Get out of my store. Like they I'm not having it, which I think is interesting. And that's, I think, part of why, as they went on, they were happy to get like sort of those bigger, okay, great, we'll sell those to the manufacturers of tobacco pouches because that's a little bit easier. But I thought that was very funny. The idea that you did such a good job that it bit you on the butt later in when you come back with more product to sell.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
The zipper morality panic cracked me up as well.
Yeah, it reminded me in a weird way, although it was not the same thing at all, of that Straw Hat Riot episode that we talked about.
Yes.
Even though it was not at all the same argument, something about it reminded me of that.
It will make it too easy to take pants and skirts off. Everyone is going to be walking around half naked in lascivious situations. This is unacceptable. Let's go back to buttons. That's a very strange logic train to me, but
yeah,
you know. I love it. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
We talked early on about how common zippers are in everything that we don't always think about.
Yeah.
I won't buy a purse or bag of any kind if it doesn't have a zipper. This is part of why when people are like, do you love this dress? It has pockets. I'm like, great, stuff's going to fall out. I don't care about pockets. Mm. But I need zipper closure on all things.
Yeah, I so long ago had a tote bag I would carry that was just open at the top, and I always felt not secure about it. I hike a lot, and a lot of the things, like, if I need to have the house key with me, the house key is going in a pocket that has a zipper in it.
Yeah.
Like a zipper closing at the top. This was not like a metal teethed zipper. But I bought a new clear plastic bag to take through airport security before we went to Italy that had just a plasticky kind of zipper. And it broke on the first use.
No.
Like literally the first use. I took it out of the bag when we got to like the very first hotel, and it was just gaping open and was beyond my ability to repair. And I was like, come on now. Thing was brand new.
That stinks. Yeah, I want everything to close with a zipper. We didn't also talk about how much zippers have changed and spun off into other varieties in the years. you know, that there are separating zippers. There are, you know, different kind of coil zippers. There are zippers made just for sleeping bags. There are zippers. It's obviously like there's a zipper for every need at this point, including have you ever seen? This is going a little bit down a rabbit hole. We have many, many friends, and to some degree, we are involved in this, but not on a heavy, dedicated kind of way, who do like 1/6 scale action figures and collectibles, right? So like they'll do completely accurate, like World War II uniform dudes. Like it's like if you're G.I. Joe, we're elevated to like an extreme level of craftsmanship and detail. And for some of them, they make the teeny tiniest functioning zippers, and it's amazing.
Wow.
I'm forever awed by the things that people will make in miniature to make various hobby things work and look correct.
Yeah.
Because I remember as a kid, I think we've talked about how like my early sewing was largely about making sure that Barbie had one of a kind originals at all times.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like I was stuck with zippers available at the fabric store or whatever was in my mom's stash. And those are not to scale. So Barbie always looked like she had a wild, chunky closure on her back. And it made me absolutely batty to deal with. It never looked right. It made me. So now that I know that they make these teeny tiny perfect ones that you can buy. Amazing.
My mom taught me to sew. But when we stopped with those lessons, I had not progressed to putting in a zipper yet. That probably would have been the next major skill she had taught me, was how to put in a zipper. But the way, not just my mom and the other moms who were teaching their other daughters to sew, because that it this was the 1980s. Things were being very gendered. Everybody talked about putting in zippers as though it was like the hardest, most fiddliest, terrible thing in the world. And so the first time I had to do it, because I was making something as an adult that had a zipper in it, and I was like, "Ah, no!" My mama never taught me. And then I was like, "That was not. I expected this to be horrific, and it was not."
No, I get kind of perturbed by the perpetuation of the myth that a zipper is like a nightmare part of assembling a garment, because they're really not that hard. Also, I will tell you this. This is truly the biggest benefit of the digital age, is that you can literally be like, I know someone's got a great tutorial on YouTube or TikTok to show me how to put in a zipper lickety split in the easiest way possible. And they do. And it will often, because you're seeing someone do it in real time as they work through it, it often solidifies some of the stuff that seems a little difficult to grasp when you're just standing there holding your fabric and your zipper. I am a big encourager of people to always go try to watch stitching tutorials online, because you can learn anything. But zippers, you have every option for zippers. Your easy overlap zipper, a basic like flush, abutted edges zippers, all of it. It's none of it's that hard. Listen, you have met people who can make clothes who are probably not as smart as you. So that's a good indicator. You can do it. You can do it. You don't. It's not as elusive a skill as people would like to make it out to be. I don't know why. To me, it feels a little gatekeepy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, when you get to zippers, it's going to be hard. And I'm like, what? No, encourage that person, because they're going to make cool stuff. Like, don't you want more cool stuff in the world? I do. Yes. Should anybody out there be scared of zippers? Please let my words bolster you and realize. People are putting those things in garments all day, every day.
Yeah.
All around the world. Zippers, not a monster, not a boogeyman of sewing. It's fine. It's fine. if you are about to go into your weekend and maybe do some sewing, if you're me, put some zippers in. Good time to test that out. hopefully you'll have some time off this weekend and you'll get to do whatever it is that strikes your fancy. I can't imagine a lot of people are like, yeah, I'm going to use that time to put zippers in clothes. But if you do, hope that goes well. If you have to work, or if you have some other responsibilities that are kind of taking up your time and it's not really yours to claim, I hope that those things go well. easily, low stress, and that everybody is cool to each other. We will be right back here tomorrow with a classic, and then on Monday, you'll get more brand new stuff.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.